interviewed today with Chandra Houtman, a former KPFA board member who has been in the front lines of this struggle that goes on down south of us at KPFA, KPFK, KPFB, and, of course, Pacifica. Good morning, Chandra. Thanks for being with us today.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
We're well. We're doing well. We just came through our membership drive, and I understand that you are in the midst of yours right now.
Yes, we just started it yesterday.
What's happening? Can you give our listeners an update on the current situation within KPFA and the situation with Pacifica in general?
Well, we're still in the midst of a political battle that started raging in the 90s and resulted in 10,000 people protesting staff being locked out from KPFA in 1999 and getting our bylaws rewritten and having to go to court and file lawsuits to regain control of our national board, which became a self-appointed board, and to make it back to a listener-elected board, which we now have. So we won that battle. We got the national board back, but now there's still fighting going on within the stations in for various regions and all the Pacifica stations throughout the network. Specifically at KPFA, we have a situation where we have a group of paid staff and listener allies called Concerned Listeners and also known as Save KPFA that want to create a separate radio station, create their own non-for-profit corporation, force KPFA into bankruptcy so they can buy the station and obtain the license, which they cannot do because we're all part of the Pacifica Foundation. So I am currently involved in the middle of this struggle to keep KPFA independent, keep KPFA listener-sponsored, and not support this takeover by this group that wants to make KPFA more NPR-like and quote-unquote professional and get rid of the 80% unpaid staff that really are majority of programming on the station.
That's very interesting. I can imagine, alas, similar situations cropping up with other stations around the country. Now, right now, it's more important than ever to support and sustain community radio that is created and produced as well as supported by the community. It's members that make these radio stations strong. Can you, just in closing now, How would you suggest all listeners support your efforts and follow the proceedings that's going on right now?
Well, they can follow the proceedings online because the board meetings, the local station board and the national board meetings are streamed on the internet. They can listen to the meetings. In fact, we have an in-person national board meeting coming up. It's going to be held at Station KPFT in Houston in just a couple of weeks' time.
Chandra, that's all the time we've got right now. I want to thank you so much for joining us with that. That was Chandra Houtman. She is a former KPFA board member and advocate for community radio. Thanks again, Chandra. This has been Air Cascadia for Tuesday, February 15th, 2011. Janet Anderson is our engineer today. Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. For headlines, interviews, and analysis that you hear on Air Cascadia could only happen with your support for KBOO 90.7 FM, KBOO.FM on the web, community radio. Thanks for listening, thanks for your support, and stay tuned.